Welcome to a demonstration of the Windows Talking pre-installation environment for Windows PE. My name is Armando, and I am very grateful to be doing this podcast demonstrating how a blind person is able to install Windows 7 with no sighted help. There was a podcast on Blind Geek Zone that Rick Harmon created that demonstrates exactly how it works, how it comes about, what was the background behind all this, and I want to give credit to Rick Harmon for demonstrating and for taking the time to explain to the user how this all came about and what the background was with the Windows pre-installation environment. Recently, a blind person by the name of Brian Smart released a program which basically incorporates non-visual desktop access, or NVDA, into a Windows pre-installation environment, which in turn enables a blind user to interact with the computer so that he or she is able to delete the partitions and work on the computer. So before I get started, I would like to give a disclaimer that if you are going to try this, you are basically taking your own risk. You are not to blame anybody for this, including myself or the people who contributed to making this possible. If you don't feel comfortable performing such activity, I recommend you not do this unless you're around somebody who is more versed and knowledgeable and can guide you in the proper direction. In this particular podcast, I would like to demonstrate what is available once you burn the image files onto the CD or DVD, in this case, also known as the Mega Installation. When you download the files from Brian, BryanSmart.com, there will be a file which is the current release, which is version 2, which has both the basic and the Mega Installation. Rick's podcast covered how to burn such ISO files or image files, and you may refer to his podcast at blindgeekzone.net. Rick does an excellent job demonstrating how one is able to burn these kind of files and how accessible it is when you boot into the basic environment of the image file he burned on his CDs. But in this case,
we are going to boot from DVD,
which is about 4 gigabytes or so. Currently, it does not support the booting from USB drives, although there are some people who claim who have done that. More power to them. I will follow what Brian has mentioned in his README document, and I would like to give thanks to him for creating such an environment. Once we boot up the computer that we're going to be working on, I will show you what to expect when you insert the CD and you get it talking, what the desktop is like. As Rick mentioned in his podcast, and I will reiterate this, in order for this to work, you need to change a setting in your BIOS so that your computer is able to see or recognize the optical DVD drive. Because if you don't, then chances are you won't be able to accomplish this unless you have someone sighted. And as Rick points out, to access the BIOS, you would have to have sighted help since each computer manufacturer is different. In this instance, we're going to be working on a Inspiron 531S. And as a result, this computer is able to recognize the CD. And so we will boot from it. I will at least get us started on erasing the partitions and reinstalling Windows, and I will not go through the process so as to save time. Rick has covered this, and I encourage each and every one of you to listen to his podcast. Well done. I cannot stress enough how important it is. I actually learned a lot, believe it or not, by listening to his podcast, even though I was already installing Windows 7 with the earlier release, which basically gave us trouble, but I at least practiced with a 32-bit. So without further ado, let's fire up the computer. I already have the CD inside. We're going to boot, and you'll hear NVDA talking momentarily. So I turn the computer on, and I believe I hear the drive spinning. So we will give it some time, since this is not a pretty fast computer.
Loaded desktop list, computer not selected, 1 of 6.
Okay, so that took about roughly 3 to 4 minutes, depending on the computer's processor and such. This is a single core, I think it's like a 1.7 gigahertz AMD Semperon processor. When you first boot up, you'll hear a chime followed by NVDA speaking, and by default, the creators did this in Eloquence voice instead of the NVDA voices we're familiar with. So we're on the desktop and you're wondering, what do we do? Well, we can explore the desktop. And I will cover a little bit of this, so we're going to tab.
Start button, CTRL-esque.
You have your familiar start button.
Running applications toolbar.
You have your taskbar.
User promoted notification area toolbar, NVDA button.
You have your system tray.
Show desktop button.
Your show desktop button.
Desktop list, computer not selected, 106.
So you have your computer. And the only difference between this particular version of the pre-installation environment versus the one that Rick did on his podcast is the fact that this one has all of the Windows 7 versions installed into the image file so that when you install, you are able to in turn select a desired operating system. And mind you, you will need your product key for this, so I hope you have a product key. I do not condone any illegal activity as a disclaimer as well. You're pretty much on your own right there when it comes to activating Windows 7. So to install Windows 7 using this particular disk, we are going to arrow down until we hear install windows.bat.
Recycle bin 2 of 6. Disk management 3 of 6. Install Windows 7.bat 4 of 6.
Install Windows 7.bat, which is what we want. But let's explore what else we have here.
Internet Explorer 5 of 6. NVDA 6 of 6.
So you have your browser and then you have your Internet Explorer. By default, there are no drivers loaded with this. This is assuming that you're going to work on a computer without internet access. We're hoping that Brian will integrate some sort of network support in the near future. But for now, I think this is perfect, you know, especially if you want to reinstall Windows and such. So let's go back to the install Windows 7.bat icon.
Internet Explorer 5 of 6. Install Windows 7.bat 4 of 6.
And we're going to press Enter.
A desktop list. Install Windows 7.bat 4 of 6.
And momentarily, we should get the drive spinning. Oh.
A desktop list. Install Windows 7.bat 4 of 6.
For some reason, the install Windows 7.bat does not work. Another way to access it, because it seems to be quirky on this particular system, is to go to my computer.
Disk recycle computer 1 of 6. Computer items view list. Hard disk drives grouping expanded. System reserved C. Not selected 1 of 8. Boot X 3. Devices with removable storage grouping expanded. Devices with removable storage 1.
So you want to go where it says the devices with removable storage?
CD drive E, Win7PE 4 of 8 row 1 column.
You want to go to your CD drive, whatever letter it is, and find a Win7PE file name?
Items view list. Files currently on the disk grouping expanded. Boot not selected 1 of 7. Installers 2 of 7.
You want a down arrow till you go to installers.
Items view list. Files current Windows 7 1 of 1.
You're going to go to the Windows 7 folder, which is the only folder there.
Items view list. Sources 1 of 4.
And you want to go to the setup. If you hit the letter S.
S. Support 2 of 4. S. Setup.x4 of 4.
You want to hit the S until you hear setup.exe or setup.x. You hit enter and you should hear your CD drive spinning. And I'm hoping this is a bug that will be fixed. For some reason, the install Windows 7.bat icon is not working. You know, it's not bad for being a first release. I can't complain. I actually appreciate it, and it's only going to get better.
Install Windows. Install Windows dialog. Enter your language.
So here you have your familiar install Windows language. You have your language to install. You have English.
Time and currency format combo.
You have your time and currency format.
Keyboard or input.
Then you have your keyboard or input.
Next.
And then you have your next. So we're going to hit enter on next.
Install Windows dialog copyright 2009 micro.
So you have your little disclaimer what to know before installing.
What to know before installing Windows button Alt W. Install now.
Install now is the option we want.
Install Windows.
And Rick already covered this process, but just to refresh you, I will do it the way I'm used to doing it, but I think Rick's way is actually better because he actually gives you keyboard shortcut commands. And again, thank you, Rick, for clarifying all this.
Image selection dialog description colon Windows 7.
So here you have an image selection dialog box, which means you can decide what copy of Windows would you like to install on the computer. So here are our choices.
Windows 7 Starter Architecture x86.
So we have Windows 7 Architecture.
Windows 7 Home Basic Architecture.
The first ones you'll find, by the way, is the 86, which is the 32-bit versions. So you have your Starter, your Home Basic.
Windows 7 Home Premium Architecture x86. Windows 7 Professional Architecture x86. Windows 7 Ultimate Architecture x86. Windows 7 Home Basic Architecture x64.
So you have your Home Basic 64-bit edition.
Windows 7 Home Premium Architecture x64.
You have your Home Premium.
Windows 7 Professional Architecture x64.
You have your professional architecture for the 64-bit.
Windows 7 Ultimate Architecture x64.
And you have your Windows 7 Ultimate 64-bit. For this computer, I am going to go ahead and install Windows 7 Ultimate x86 or the 32-bit version. I'm going to up arrow until I hear the Ultimate x86 architecture.
Windows 7 Professional Architecture, Windows 7 Home Premium, Windows 7 Home Big, Windows 7 Ultimate Architecture x86. EULA dialog. I accept the license.
So we have our license agreement, so we're going to accept it.
Checked. Next, installed.
And I basically went Alt-A to accept and Alt-N for next. We have several options here. We have upgrade your copy of Windows, or we have custom advance. In this particular box, we actually have two selections. We have the custom advanced or upgrade. To upgrade means you're probably going to upgrade from Windows Vista to Windows 7. Or in my case, I want to do a clean install. So I will be using the custom advanced feature. So I am already on the bar, so I'm going to hit enter.
Drive selection dialog. Where do you want to install Windows? List view control list. Disk 0 partition 2. Name. Disk 0 partition 2. Total size. 465.7 GB. Free space. 457.4 GB. Type. Primary 2 of 2.
So I would like to install it there, but I'm actually going to remove these partitions so I can start Windows from scratch. Like, basically, I want to wipe my whole system out. I want nothing on it. So I am going to tab until I hear.
Refresh button. Alt R. Drive options, advanced button, Alt-A.
Drive options.
Space, pressed, unavailable. Refresh button, Alt-R.
And I'm going to tab.
Delete button, Alt-D.
Until I hear the delete.
Space, press, install Windows dialog, install Windows, cancel button.
This box doesn't really read to us, but Rick actually demonstrated how this can be read by using your review cursor with NVDA. It's basically telling me, do I really want to delete it? Am I really, really, really sure? Because if I do, I'm not going to be able to recover all my data. Which, that's okay. I'm going to delete it anyways, because I basically don't have data on here.
OK button. Press install Windows. Drive selection dialog.
Where do I want to install Windows? We're back to the same selection. And I'm going to up arrow and delete the system reserve partition as well.
Disk 0 partition 1. System reserve.
Which is the one I want to delete, the disk 0 partition 1. System reserve.
Refresh button, Alt, delete button, Alt, space, install.
And the same thing we're going to get. Am I sure I want to delete this?
OK button.
And I'm going to hit OK.
Space, install Windows, drive selection dialog.
And now the only thing I should have is one drive with the unallocated space of 465 odd gigs, which this computer happens to have a 500 gig hard drive.
Refresh button, Alt, R. New button, Alt.
And I want to tab till I hear new.
Space, press, edit,
and I want to apply.
Apply button, space, install Windows dialog, install Windows, OK button.
And it's basically telling me it's going to install the system partition and whatnot, the system reserve partition. So I'm going to hit the space bar for OK.
Drive selection dialog where.
And by default, I should be on the.
List view control list, disk 0 partition 2, name, disk 0 partition 2, total size, 465.7 GB, free space, 465.7 GB, type, primary 2 of 2.
So by default, I will land on the partition where Windows is going to install, which is on the, not the system partition, but the one I just created.
Refresh button, delete button, Alt, format button.
And I want to format it.
Space, install Windows dialog, install.
And it's going to tell me, do I really want to do this? I'm going to lose data again.
OK, but.
And I'm going to hit OK.
Space, install Windows. Drive selection dialog, where do.
OK, so now it's done formatting.
Refresh, but delete, but format, but load drive, next, but mode.
And I'm going to hit the next.
Space, press. Progress dialog, installing Windows. Status, installing Windows. Text, install Windows.
And as Rick pointed out in his podcast, it's basically going to tell us that's all we need for now. Your computer's going to restart several times, and you just let it do its thing.
One thing to note is that after it restarts and tries to load Windows, it's going to want to boot back to your Windows 7 PE CD. And if you don't take the CD out, then Windows will not install. What you want to do once the computer is done rebooting, then you want to pull the CD out. That way, Windows could finish installing. I don't know why that happens, but I noticed that is a bug as well.
You can email me at armando.maldonado podcast@windowstalking0767@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope I did not bore you with the content. And I'm basically assuming that everybody's listened to Rick's podcast. I hope I have demonstrated to the best of my ability how one is able to install Windows with the Mega Image file that Brian created.